You know, up until the run-up to the election, it was becoming very apparent that the Democratic side of things was actively attempting to recruit men, because it became apparent to them that many men in the United States had, quote-unquote, gone over to the other side. They were concerned, of course, about the vote. They didn't actually care about the men in question, which is, of course, standard practice and procedure. But it did show something for the first time, namely an active effort on the part of Democrats, at least in recent times, to throw out some bait to men. And some of these commercials and things that I had seen were utterly ridiculous, to be frank. What I really want to talk about today is not that, but rather the real reason why people just don't give a damn about men. The advertising to lure men over to the Democratic side, that was obviously completely fake. But you have to ask yourself over and over why it took so long to even start talking about that on the Democratic side, or in general. Why people are always bending over backwards to explain that a lot of men are actually bad, but we do need to sort of help them somehow. I've talked about this a lot. But one thing that's always very apparent to me, a recurrent theme, is looking at different sectors in the labor market and looking at how the distribution of the genders is very distinct at times. You'll be hard-pressed to find, for example, many female plumbers or sewage treatment workers or engineers. But conversely, you'll also be hard-pressed to find many male kindergarten teachers or many male teachers, period. That is to say, within the K-12 system, right? There's just not many teachers left that are male. And the same is applicable to nursing, social work, and so on and so forth. We know about this distribution. This isn't anything new. But one thing I think that's quite interesting is looking at the publishing world. Because I've been doing some research recently. It was intended to be separate to this video, but I think I'm going to integrate it into this video regardless because it's relevant. Basically, the publishing world, whether it's the United States or the UK, is something like 80% female. And it's no surprise that a lot of the fictional books written these days are written by women. And in some instances, this number is higher than even 80%. Now, I bring this up, this weird inequality, if you wish to call it that, this imbalance in the publishing industry, for a number of reasons. Number one, people wonder oftentimes why men are not reading as much as women. This is a quibble people have frequently. Part of that is just down to, generally speaking, as I said, the attention economy and being distracted. This applies to women too. But part of it is that a lot of fiction just isn't being written for men anymore. But more importantly, and this really gets to the heart of the issue, you have to ask the question, why are people not up in arms about an 80-20 differential in an entire sector of the labor market? Publishing dominated by women. And nobody is concerned about that. They're not concerned that most of these women are not minorities. And they're absolutely not concerned that there are hardly any men there. And this applies to basically every other sector. You see, a lot of people, as you know, are concerned that there aren't enough women physicists or engineers or computer scientists or take your pick. It's always been that way. Now, when you actually dig down here and you really get to the heart of the matter, it occurs to me again and again that so much of this is just resentment and revenge. Nobody gives a damn about men. There's an active apathy, even antipathy or misandry. But if you bring up these imbalances to people and say, well, why aren't you concerned with men not being represented in X sector or falling behind or this or that? Invariably, the argument always comes, you can predict it, that you guys, as in you men, you guys had it too good for too long. Looking back at history, all these men were just having a fun time, enjoying themselves, just like those coal miners in West Virginia that died prematurely of lung disease. They were having a fantastic time in the coal mines back in the day, I can assure you. And the men who had their legs blown off in battle in World War I, they were having a dandy old time too. Men were just having a great time. And the time has come to make reparations and to make sure that women have it good too. It's all about revenge. It's all about the apex fallacy, the misinterpretation of history, the misinterpretation of the average man's experience, and looking at a tiny fraction of men, and to be honest, an infinitesimally small fraction of men, that, quote-unquote, had it good, compared to what, 99.5% of the rest of men? It's asinine, it's stupid, but when you really dig down with these people, they're not interested in equality, they're not interested in true, quote-unquote, egalitarianism, as they like to call it. They're not interested in, quote-unquote, equity. They're really just interested in sticking it to men and laughing at them, getting revenge, and just watching them fail. Feminism and its various offshoots was never about equal rights for women and equal opportunities for women and just putting everything on an even setting. It was never about that. In some ways, I wish it were. But when you look at the history, when you look how people act and how they acted out, it is simply not the case. Now, when you bring these things up, what comes inevitably, invariably, is the patriarchy hurts men too. I'm not much of a conspiracist, to be honest, but the whole patriarchy hurts men too, or the patriarchy did it, that always sounded like the Illuminati did it to me. So patriarchy hurt men too, or hurts men too, that sounds like, oh, the Illuminati controlled that too. It's a non-explanation, it's a non-answer, coming from people who simply don't give a damn. And this is why efforts to help men fall flat, why they fail. There's this guy making the rounds, his name is Richard Reeves, he wrote a book about the male crisis, as it were, about men falling behind, about men engaging in self-annihilation, just about, yeah, the issues affecting men. But before he talks about any of these issues, he has to give this 10-minute speech about how he's not trying to pull down women, diminish them, hurt them in any way, and yes, there are bad men, but it's not all men, always with this conditional preamble, always, which he says is necessary to reach people, and he believes in it. Well, the funny thing is, if I were a betting man, and I actually had money to bet, which I don't, I would say his work, and he started some institution in Washington that is allegedly there to help men and boys, his work will, again, fall flat. He's not going to make headway. That's just the way it is. And I'm kind of okay with that. Not in the sense that I think it's good. I don't. I've never liked the apathy, misandry, disdain shown towards men. But it's one of these situations where it is what it is. The only thing I wish people were would be honest. This is about revenge. This isn't about setting the record right. And it never has been. Which is why this whole election business up until the actual election was so interesting and amusing. Because it was so transparently fake. This concern for men, this desire to bring them onto the other side. Because we all know now there's this huge division. There's always been this division, mind you, but much greater division. And it just so happens that men, in the majority this time around, were voting Republican, specifically for Dumpf. I think this is kind of a wake-up call, but the response to the wake-up call has been completely mismanaged. Because men at the stage just don't buy this stuff anymore. They don't actually believe that these fake attempts of showing concern, these fake attempts to help, are legitimate. Because, frankly speaking, most of them are not. This is all about revenge. Nobody cares about what happens to men. Men are aware of this. And then when you try to explain to them how they had it good for so long, who, maybe their ancestors thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, we're talking about the now, the present, well, that's not going to help in that case. And, as usual, it's mostly about the apex fallacy. This is the real reason why men are left behind. Yes, a lot of it has to do with apathy. Yes, a lot of it has to do with misandry, disdain, lack of care. That's a huge chunk of it. But, ultimately, you can't help men because, in the eyes of the many, they need to have revenge exacted upon them for all their evil doings in the past. That is the consistent narrative you'll see in the mainstream, on the left, and it's not something to be overcome. This is why I've kind of lost all sympathy for these efforts at attempting to help men, because they will invariably always fall on deaf ears. It is Sisyphean work, if ever there were Sisyphean work. You're going to push that boulder up, and it's going to roll back down. And the problem is, there's probably no satisfaction in it. You know, Sisyphus enjoyed, allegedly, according to the French author Camus, He enjoyed pushing the boulder up. I don't know if these guys are going to enjoy pushing the boulder up just for it to roll back down. But that's a lot of men, unfortunately. I think the appropriate response to the disdain, the lack of care, the apathy, and yes, the desire to exact revenge on half of the human population, I think the appropriate response is your own apathy, your own not giving a damn, and just doing your own thing. Because no matter how you respond, no matter how you act, a majority of people, many women, the mainstream, and just people generally on the left, will try to assign blame to men. It's just the way it is. So the response to that has to be, I don't care, I'm just going to do my own thing, and ignore it. There's no way you can appease people that hate you at their core. It's the old adage, give them an inch, they'll take a mile. In any event, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel could not exist. You have my everlasting gratitude. And if you can all hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, it'd be much appreciated. And engage in the usual YouTube jazz. Like the video, comment, share, and subscribe. It's appreciated as well. If I'm still alive, I'll check it out next time. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.